The state is sending out nearly $650,000 permanent fund dividends today. It's the 30th dividend paid to Alaskans. In all that time, there have been very few studies on how Alaskans spend the extra cash and how that spending affects the state's economy. But retailers say their sales around dividend time take a big jump. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
It's hard to avoid the PFD-targeted ads this time of year. Car dealers, furniture stores, even Petco wants a piece of your check. It's safe to say the PFD payout has a big impact on Alaska's economy each fall, but getting into more specifics on the matter, that is difficult.
No one has ever really looked at, you know, with any grand detail, how is the permanent fund spent?
Neil Freed is an economist with the state of Alaska.
But it's sort of surprising, especially early on, and being such a unique thing that, you know, there hasn't been half a dozen PhD theses done on it.
Freed does have theories, though. He thinks the effect of the PFD has become muted over time as receiving the yearly payout has become more routine. It's not the windfall that it used to be.
I'm sure the way we treat that permanent fund is very different today than it was when, you know, we got our first permanent fund or the first four or five permanent funds. And I suspect someone who's been getting it for years behaves differently than someone who just got theirs, their first one this year or last year.
One of the few studies that has been done on the PFD backs up Freed's theory. A Rutgers University study from the 1990s showed Alaskans treat the PFD like regular income. But Juno Consulting economist Greg Erickson says the issue is far from settled. Erickson says sales tax receipts from around the state do show a jump in retail sales in October.
There's no doubt that retail sales go up at that time. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the overall budgets change that much.
Buddy Bailey with Bailey's Furniture in Anchorage says his store records a big jump in sales around PFD time. He says in years when the checks are especially big and the economy is strong, his store can see a 40% increase in sales. And he says even an average PFD sales bump is pretty good.
A pretty realistic number is probably around the 20-25%. And I'll bet you that's pretty uniform across most of the industries in Alaska for retail, for sure.
The checks make the biggest difference for Alaskans with the lowest incomes. Average income is lower in rural Alaska, and Buddy Bailey says that's where a lot of his October sales come from.
You know, we get a lot of phone calls from rural Alaska once dividend gets hit, once those checks hit their banks, and you know, we do a lot of ship outs. We do that every year, and that's always a big part of our business is getting furniture out to rural Alaska.
Economist Greg Erickson says while retail spending jumps, the foreclosure rate goes down. He says Alaska Housing Finance Corporation has many years of monthly data that shows the same dip in the fall year after year.
There's a down blip in October and November. People who have been behind on their mortgage payments get caught up.
Erickson is helping write a book that looks at whether the permanent fund dividend can be a model for other countries. He says the effect of the PFD goes far beyond the extra cash every Alaskan has each fall. He says Alaska is the only state where the gap between the rich and poor hasn't widened since the 1980s.
Alaska is the only state that's bucked that trend, and it's because we give a tiny share, really a small share, of the resource riches that nature provided us in Alaska. We divide that very small share equally among all Alaskans.
But on the downside, Erickson says the PFD checks increase very slightly the death rate in Alaska. That's according to a study by the National Bureau of Economic Research. He says that's because mortality goes up when people have more money in their pockets, presumably because they go out more. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.